Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 510. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continuously pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzi Genacht of Shaarei Torah Congregation in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Genacht slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and the Rabbi Genacht will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatzim, for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where he will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our tefillot. To receive the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call, as I've been sharing this week. Our on-demand, our resources, our archive for the past nearly 5 years of recordings are all accessible via a link there. And I believe coming on our next call, which will be on Monday, please God, there will be a new link added as well that will be updated. And it's being done in coordination and in collaboration with the IDF in Israel, where we will have a list of all of the chayalim who have been injured in any way, physically, mentally, throughout the war. We'll have a list that will be updated, and we'll get direction from the IDF, whether it's going to be on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis. But that list will constantly be refreshed, and there will be a link for that here in the daily email. Where you can have in mind the various names, and unfortunately there are many of the chayalim of our dear soldiers who are desperately in need of our tefillot for refuah. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Genacht.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. As I'm beginning, I want to express my hakaras hatov to you and to all the people who come to listen and daven and daily basis on behalf of my community, and specifically one person in my community, Rabbi Herman. We have a common friend, David, from my community, who is a dedicated listener, and he gets considerable chizuk from these calls every day. So I want to say thank you to you for having me and for hosting this every single day. Yashar koach. In this week's Parsha's Truma, Hashem gives the commandment to the Jewish people through Moshe Rabbeinu to begin the building of the Mishkan. And in the middle of the Parsha, the last pasuk in the fourth Aliyah, the Torah says, "Vakemosa es haMishkan." Hashem says to Moshe, "You should stand up. You should build the Mishkan. Kemishpato, according to all of its instructions, Asher ha'esa bahar, as I showed you on the mountain." So this mitzvah, this commandment, it says, "Hakemosa es haMishkan," it's directed directly to Moshe. Only, it doesn't say to all the Jewish people. It says, you, Moshe, you should stand up the Mishkan. And Mefarshim discuss exactly what the parameters of this is. So Ibn Ezra is one of the really great early commentators we've shown him on the Chumash. He says that it is said to Moshe, but really Moshe was told to pass it off to others. He says as follows, "Yomar kein l'chachmei halev," either Hashem says, you should erect the Mishkan, meaning instruct other people to do it. Just like all the other things, Moshe was told to build the menorah and to create the tapestries, not directly, by instructing others. That's one option. Oh, bavur shehu yakimenu barishona, b'achirim imo, ki yesh tzorach l'rabim. He says, or it means that Moshe set it up the first time. If you fast forward to Parshas Pekudei, the first time that the Mishkan was erected, it was done by Moshe, says it in the Chumash. So Ibn Ezra says that that time was done by Moshe, and that's what this commandment is. Moshe fulfilled it the first time, but every other time that the Mishkan was taken down and then moved and then rebuilt in some other location, which happened many, many times over the 40 years in the desert and also continued in Eretz Yisrael as well. So that was not done by Moshe. That's the Ibn Ezra's opinion. But Or Chaim, on that same pasuk, quotes Ibn Ezra and he disagrees. And he says he doesn't think that's correct. He thinks that this pasuk by Kimoses and Mishkan that Moshe is told to set up, to erect the Mishkan, to set it up when it was built, wasn't only the first time, but every single time that they traveled in the Mishkan, it was taken down, they got into a place, who took out the poles and who stood up the board and who spread out the canopy? That was Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because this verse by Kemosa is only said to Moshe. Now, obviously, once Moshe dies, it was done by somebody else, as the Mishkan lived in Eretz Yisrael as well. But that was done, as long as Moshe was alive, it was set up by Moshe. So what's the motivating factor over here? Why does the Ibn Ezra, why is it that the Or HaChaim thinks that Moshe was always the one who did it, because he connected to this verse, if it's not really spelled out like that in the Pesukim, and even the Midrashim don't necessarily imply that it has to be Moshe. It certainly was Moshe the first time. That's clear in the Pesukim. But it's not clear in the verses throughout Sefer Shemos, in our Parsha and others, that it was always Moshe. What's pushing the Or HaChaim? So he cites Midrashim that he thinks point in his direction. But I think that part of it is Moshe is the leader. Moshe is the visionary, the commander of the building of the Mishkan. And often when you have a visionary, so they come to the ribbon cutting ceremony and they're involved at the beginning, but of course they have to pass it along to somebody else. They're not going to run it day to day. They are doing other things. And what the Or HaChaim is saying is that wasn't Moshe's involvement in the building of the Mishkan. Moshe was the visionary. Moshe was the commander, the mitzvah. Moshe got the mitzvah from Hashem and he passed it along and the direction along to the Jewish people. But Moshe never left the connection to the Mishkan. And every single time, every time that they traveled, and there's a new location, there's a new experience, they're a different place in the desert, somewhere else, Moshe's going to be there to set up the Mishkan. As long as Moshe's alive, Moshe's the one who does it on his own. And I think that's a really important idea, that step by step on a journey, the leadership and the vision behind the project needs to be there every single step. There are some projects that are handed off. That's definitely a real way of working on progress and empowering other people to run things. But when something is really important to us, we have the model of Moshe Rabbeinu as seen by the Or HaChaim, in contrast to the way Ibn Ezra says that Moshe was just the first time. He was just there for the ribbon cutting ceremony of the setting up of the Mishkan. The Or HaChaim says no, every single time Moshe was there. He never left. His fingerprints were never washed away from the Mishkan. He was there at every single step. And as we go through step by step, journey by journey, location by location, sometimes it's that model that we need to make sure that if this is important to me, this is a person who's important to me, if this is an idea, a value that's important to me, we should be there as well. And right now we find ourselves in the midst of a very, very long journey. You know, for our generation right now, our generations, this is when we feel gullus. And it's a long journey. And in that journey, we have to be present, just like Moshe Rabbeinu at the construction and the assembly of the Mishkan. Every single step, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Thank you for learning with me. And we'll now turn our attention to Tehillim. I'll recite first Chapter 20, Parak Chas. Lamnaseach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, v'tzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chivavecha, v'chol asesecha yimalei. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Ro'i LeLechzar. Bin Ostesha Yarvitzeni Ame Menuchos Hina'aleni. Nafshi Yishoved Yancheni V'Magrei Tzedek L'man Shemo. Dam Kielich Begeitz Amavas Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha U'Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni. Taroch L'Panai Shulchan Neged Tzorai Dishanta V'Hashem Roshi Kosi Rivaya. Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdifuni Kol Yimei Chayai B'Shavti V'Beis Adonai L'Orech Yamim. Perkuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esai Nayel Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim V'Aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglacha, Al Yonom Shomerecha. Hinei Lo Yonom V'Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzolcha Al Yad Yirinecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshacha. Adonai yishmor tzitzcha v'racha mi'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Dir hamalos mimam ba'akim torsicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'kali tiena znecha kashivos l'kol tachnunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi'yamod. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivista nafshi, v'lid baro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomim laboker, shomim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed v'arvei mofidus. V'hu yifde'es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perikuf Membeis, Chapter 142. Maskil l'David v'yoso v'amiras fila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshpoch lefanav tzichi, tzarasi lefanav agid. Vizatef alai ruchi v'yata yadata nisivasi, barachzu ahalech tamnu fachli. Abet yamin ur'ei ve'ini makir, abad manos mimeni ein deresh lenafshi. Za'akti eilacha Adonai amarti atamachzi, chalki v'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva alwi nasim ki dalosi v'od, hatzileni meirotfai ki amsu mimeni. Hotziam mimaskir nafshi l'odos ha'shemapha, Biyachpiu tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achinu kobeis Yisrael hanusunim batar v'ashavya ha'umdim bein v'yam v'yam v'yirasha. Hamakom rachim alihem v'yotziyem v'yitzar l'vracha me'afela l'ora v'shivud l'gula ashta v'agal v'zman kariv v'namar amein. As for our brothers in the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, and see your land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say Amen. Mishaberach Adoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarach Es Chalei Tzva Gnal Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon. Ha'omdim HaMishmar Tzim V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaZvanon V'Amidvar Mitzrayim Yiyam HaGadol Ad Levo HaRava, V'Chol Makom Shehen Bayavasha, Bavir Uvayam. Yitin Adonai Zavenu Hakam Aleinu Nigafim Lefnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yasilos Chayalim Mikol Tzar V'tzukam Mikol Negem Achola V'yishlach Baruch Hav Aslacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem Yadber Soneo Tachteyem V'yatrim Mechesu Yishor V'teretim Tzachon V'kuyam Ma'am HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloichem Halichim Lachem V'ylachem Lachem Imay Veichem Loshia Eschem V'nomar Amen Mishaberach Adoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakov Zohu Seif Moshe V'aron Dov U'Shlomo V'yivarach V'yishmor V'yintzor Es Nedrei Tzva Agonal Yisro U'Shvuyav Ves kol achinu hanisnim batzor v'ashivya, bavur shal kol hakol hakadosh adam isbal bavuram. Hakadosh baruch hu yimali rachme malihem, v'yotei mechoshech v'tzamavet mosesehem yinatek, mitzukoseyem yoshi'em, v'yishivein mehera v'chik mishpachoseyem. Yodu onay chastov nifosov v'mei adam, v'yukam v'hem lakra shakasov, u'pduye adonai yishivun uvo tzion v'rina, v'simchas olam arosham sason v'simcha yasigu, V'nasir go v'anacha v'nomar amein. Mishaberach Adoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakov Moshe V'aron Dov U'Shlomo Yivarach Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimala Rachmim Alehem Lachimam Rappo Sama Lachai Lachazikam Rappi Osam Yishlach Lehem Mehira Mufushnim and Ashmayim L'chol Evem L'chol Gidem Stoch Shachol Yisrael Yifuas HaNepesh Ruas Agof Hashta Ba'agala Uzman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Ganak. We look forward to having you back. You've got in your Hashem on the phone in the near future. And thank you to all of you for participating. A special shout out to David from Pittsburgh. Thank you for being a part of the daily Tehillim call each and every day. We very much value you. So thank you so much. For us here at the daily Tehillim call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be next week on Monday. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh, Friday Shabbos. We all need a great amount of simcha to be introduced into our life, and Bezrat Hashem, please God, it continues to elevate each and every day as we continue to daven for great things for all of Am Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for each and every single one of us. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone Chodesh Tov and Shabbat Shalom.